Welcome back to the Big Sports Breakfast. Stuart Clark is on the line and on camera, we believe. This is a good test for us. G'day, Stewie.
Hello, boys. It's a bit flash, isn't it?
All right.
Flash
oh,
up.
There you are. Yes, it is
there
working. Oh, dear, oh, dear. You know, the great thing about radio was that no one got to see you, but now it's all in front of the camera. I was just saying, mate, the preparation for the final of the Tri-Angular, but more importantly, I think the preparation of the Australian team for the World Cup, they've been good, haven't they?
Oh, they've been outstanding. Everything they've done, it's been top-notch. They've tried different teams. They've worked. You've got Mitchell Starc in form. You know, where's Mitchell Johnson at? You imagine he's going to be right. The only question mark is where's Michael Clarke at? And that's probably going to play out over the next couple of weeks as we get closer to the tournament.
Just on that, Stewie, what's the sense you're getting? Not so much about him and his injury. Let's say that he does get back when he says. Sure. What about the harmony of the team? Will it be improved with him coming back?
That's a very interesting question because everything's flying along really well under George Bailey and Stephen Smith. And you just hope if he comes back he can contain that, well, the team can contain that momentum. I don't want to say that they can't, but you just worry everything's going so swimmingly well. And all of a sudden another change, is it going to be detrimental? Look, you hope not with Michael and his standing in the game, but there's always that question mark, I suppose.
Realistically, can it get any better currently for the Aussie team? That's the whole thing. I mean, they're winning. So,
correct.
You know, if Michael comes back in, I reckon nearly the best case scenario is it's all systems go. It's all the same. You know, if just stay at this level, that'd still be a good result. There is a report in the Telegraph this morning. He may well play for Western Suburbs on the weekend. Now, remember the kerfuffle last time that was mooted.
Yeah, well, at least he's getting it in before the game, not on the day of the match where they're trying to contrive a result. Great for Michael Clarke if he's back.
Absolutely.
If he can play some cricket. And great for Western Suburbs. I'll get a few people out there. Look, he's got a plan. Whether it comes off or not, you just don't know.
Stewie, I was trying to think this morning. The last time a batsman had performed like a Steve Smith for the whole summer. I can maybe think of Ricky Ponting in, I think it was 03, those 200s he was scoring regularly. But outside of that, I can't think of the last time.
No, and look, you don't want to compare Steve Smith to Don Bradman, but that's the sort of echelon he's running around in at the moment,
right?
Because every time he bats, he gets 100. So four games as captain, 400s. I don't know if you can bat any better. The interesting thing about Stephen Smith is technically, if you were coaching a kid, you wouldn't say bat like Stephen Smith.
No.
It's very unique. He walks across in front of the stumps. Both shoulders are facing the bowler when he hits the ball. But it's very, very effective. And, you know, that's all our batsman can ever do is score runs. And he's as good as he is in the world at the moment.
Yeah.
Well, if I'm Dave Warner, I'm half filthy. I've scored 3 test centuries,
exactly.
Right, facing the new pill. I've come out in an ODI, I've scored another 100, and I reckon I'm going to get knocked off tonight by Steve Smith.
It's not a bad
without
problem.
Doubt, you're going to get, look, I think Steve Smith's got to be the hot price favourite for that for that award. David Warner, he'll run a commendable second, but, you know, what can you do? You get runs and someone's getting more.
Yeah. Just on India, do you think they've been trying in this triangular?
Oh, very interesting question. I saw a little bit of trying last night in the 15 overs. I thought they came out with really good intent.
They did.
The Brisbane game was, to be fair, a complete and utter debacle. I don't know what was going on up there. You were commentating, Slats, but you just get the sense that they're just concerned about the World Cup now. These 7 games are about, you know, going through the motions, fine-tuning, but you've got to build some momentum. The momentum is so important. And they haven't won a game in who knows how long. So they need to do something soon, India.
Yeah, it's very, very hard to switch form just on, isn't it?
And
they haven't been doing that, although they did try hard during the test series. We're chatting with Stewart Clarke, our cricket expert, or one of our cricket experts, our foremost cricket expert, I'd like to call him. mate, we've been chatting this morning too. I mean, so many people are saying this Big Bash final, and it was the talk of the cricket yesterday at the SCG. Why Manuka Oval? We should say that this decision was made months and months and months ago by Cricket Australia. Quite clearly, major stadia is being handed over for the World Cup of Cricket, which starts in 18 days' time. But, geez, 53,000 in Adelaide, sellout crowd over in Perth for the 2 semi-finals for both Adelaide and Perth, and we're going to a 13,000-seat stadium for the final.
Yeah, look, I think Cricket Australia hands are tight, unfortunately. I think the ICC demand that they have the no cricket being played on the stadium 18 days before the first game, and that includes the warm-up game. So basically, it rules out the SCG as of yesterday. So Cricket Australia didn't have a choice. Perth, I don't see why they couldn't have played it there. They're playing a couple of one-days there, I think, on Friday. Slats will be over there. Mm-hmm. But Manuka, I think the other part to it all is they really want to grow a team into Manuka. So it's a prime opportunity. But it's silly given that there's 50,000 people turn up to Adelaide, which was an amazing crowd if you watched any of the game.
Imagine that. You had one-day international Friday, Big Bash final Saturday, and then the final of the one-day international.
It'd be good.
It'd be outstanding. It'd be like the festival of cricket in Perth. Yeah.
And just on Mitchell Johnson, you've mentioned him. He'll be back playing in the WACA final, which is great news. He was rested initially, Stewie, wasn't he? And now he's missed a few games for personal reasons, so it's great to see him back. He was actually in Sydney yesterday.
Yeah, he was here. Look, this is a quiet style rotation policy going on here. Mitchell Johnson, he's played every game under the sun for the last sort of 6 months. Yes, he had a hamstring twinge. And then they've said, we've got him, let's just give him a couple of extra days to have a rest. We won't call it the rotation policy because we're not allowed.
Yeah.
But the reality is he's just been, rotated out for the time being. The interesting question with him coming back is you've now got Faulkner, Johnson and Stark in the one team. Now, three left-armers traditionally hasn't worked in a cricket team. Can they fit them all in? Well, I don't know. I think they still need a right-arm quick, whether it be Pat Cummins or Josh Hazlewood.
I know you've got your dress fitting for the red carpet tonight, mate, for the Allan Border Medal. All right? So.
Who are you wearing?
That's another show. That is another show. Thanks, Stewie.
Good on you, boys. Have a good day. Look, it's this great. I can't see you, but obviously you can see me.
Oh, well, look, it's made my morning being able to sit and listen to you, Stewie. Well done.
Good on you, mate.
Take care, buddy.